we connect the dots in this book to big polluters who are spending hundreds of millions of dollars every year lobbying in Washington alone, not to say, nothing of what they're doing in the states, and pumping up the campaign coffers of anybody who will carry a smokestack agenda up on Capitol Hill. We connect the dots between people who are getting money from the coal industry, and then they put out legislation that cuts out the EPA's legs when it tries to protect streams in the Appalachian Mountains. We connect the dots between folks who are demonizing the Environmental Protection Agency while they're getting millions of dollars from oil and coal and gas companies. It's astounding. And I think most Americans have this vague sense, Sean, that there's too much money in politics in Washington, that it's having a corrosive and corruptive influence. But this is an area where you can see very clearly the impact that this is having on the life of the nation, on the life of our communities and families.
The Republicans in the House generally consider themselves conservative, and a part of the word conservation has to do with conservatism. What's the history of the Republican Party and conservatives in response to conserving nature, and how has that changed?
The history is very different from what we're seeing. The Republican Party actually has a respectable legacy of environmental stewardship to stand on, and let's talk about that. Teddy Roosevelt was the biggest conservationist in our history. He was a Republican president in the early part of the 1900s. In fact, he created right down in Florida's Indian River, the nation's first national wildlife reserve there on Pelican Island. President Eisenhower created the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency. Ronald Reagan got the lead out of our gasoline. George H.W. Bush took on acid rain. These Republican presidents have stood up for our environment at the right time when it mattered. And everything we've accomplished as a nation has been accomplished by cooperation between Democrats and Republicans working together in a bipartisan spirit to safeguard our environment. What we're seeing now is a radical, radical departure from that history. We've always had, Sean, a robust dialogue between Republicans and Democrats about how best to protect our environment. This is the first time we've had one party say, we're not going to protect it at all. It's just not going to be part of the equation. We have to turn back. We have to restore that bipartisan majority for our environment here in this country. And here, a few months out before the election, that's why we think it's important people understand the stakes here.
So you lay out the problem in your eyes. What would be a solution? How do you think that the two main parties can work together and the environment could be protected?
You know, Sean, I think the environmental agenda offers a wonderful opportunity for building common ground between Republicans and Democrats alike. Look, we all know that this kind of partisan paralysis is not serving the country well. The question is always, how do we build bridges? I think we can build bridges around this environmental agenda because, let's face it, every American wants to put our workers back to work. Everyone wants our country to be stronger and more secure, to reduce our reliance on foreign oil. Everybody wants a healthier future for our children. This is what we're talking about here. And we're talking about making the investments required in energy efficiency, making investments in wind, solar, and other renewable fuels that we need to make as a nation to move forward. We're talking about the protections that presidents going back to Teddy Roosevelt have required of us, and to say, let's build a better land even for our descendants than we've been given by our ancestors. He called that a very high calling. We need to be about that business of restoring that spirit, restoring that bipartisan majority, and building that better land in this country. And we can do it, Republicans and Democrats working together, because this is not an issue that should divide us blue and red. It is a value that unites us as Americans.